Cioè, sempre lì, per practice. If meditation is simple, there is no problem. Everything is nature. Nature happens itself. Just know the experience is experience. If you are thinking about the experience of what meaning, then problem is coming. Meditation is very simple, aware of the experience. Happening mind also happening itself. Awareness also happening itself. So there is no problem. Just Rova is present and the mind recognize the Rova is present. Anger is present, the mind recognize the anger is present. There's no problem anymore. If there is I, idea of self is exist. Idea of self exists, that's all. For wisdom, for awareness is no problem. You just watching, organizing. Any defilement, they do their job. If you have a right view or right attitude, watching is no problem. Watching is not involved to the experience. Watching is far away from the experience. Make it simple to practice. Let the nature happen. They do their job. Let it be. One also he do his job. If you're focused to the object, we need to start to think about the meaning of object. We should not stay in the object. We should stay in awareness. We know the knowing mind or awareness mind through the object. So just to watch the mind know itself. What is the mind knowing? What is the mind aware of? When the mind is ready, five indriya is balanced, there is no defilement, no craving, no expectation, then wisdom can arise. Just interest the experience. Because of experience, we can understand impermanent. You can understand this dukkha, understanding of anatta, there is nobody there. There is only cause and effect process is happening. Because the defilement is wrong, the wisdom cannot come. Understanding of impermanence is obvious. There is no doubt. Changing all the time. Experience always changing. Our new experience come all the time. Every moment is new. Because of all is disappear. The old one disappears, the new one must become arising. Changing, different, whatever. The mind is ready, you can understand it impermanent. Rising and passing away is the sign of the in anicca. But understanding, because understanding the anicca, this characteristic, three kind of characteristic is understand level. Because of this understanding, the mind has more freedom, more liberation, not suffer feeling. The mind is more equanimity, more stable because of this understanding that this anicca dukkha anatta. Dukkha is understanding. Dukkha is three level of understanding. People understanding the dukkha is just feeling dukkha, feeling suffering, because they translate dukkha is suffering. But people only know the suffering is a feeling suffering. This also including the dukkha, understanding of dukkha. This is the first understanding of dukkha is suffering. But only the suffering is not enough. Because of people understanding the suffering is feeling suffering. So every unpleasant and suffering feeling is dukkha. It is a first level of understanding of dukkha. Diet. Suffering is dukkha. There is a dukkha, dukkha. Vibhinnama dukkha and sankhara dukkha, three levels of dukkha. And three levels of understanding the dukkha. First dukkha, everybody understand suffering, feeling. Second is vibhinnama dukkha. Vibhinnama dukkha means we need to do something to happen again and again and again. Never finish. To make it something happen again and again. For example, the eating. Every day we eat, we move. We try, we eat every day, again and again and again, never finish. Daily activity, we do every day, morning, evening, lunch. Any action is every day we are walking. Because of deluded, we don't know. We cannot understand it is dukkha. We want to be doing. Eating is good. Trying to do is good. And we try to do and enjoying. Because of we don't understand it, it is a dukkha. Because of deluded. Do again and again and again. Never boring. Interest. Joying. Happy to do this because the ludic is covered the understanding. When the defilement is weaker and weaker, people, yogi can understand. It's dukkha. Because of this understanding of dukkha, the mind is detachment coming, non-attachment. Let go of attachment. Not very happy to do this. Only the just doing. Not because of happy to do this. Not very excited to do this. Without understanding, people are enjoying. Chewing is good. Eating is good. Try again and again also good, because of deluded cover the truth. Because of understanding the dukkha arising, is become tired or boring, suffering. Sansara is again and again and again is arising and passing away. Next time arising and passing away. Never finish. Never stop. This is understanding of Vipinama Dukkha. Breathing also dukkha, again and again and again to breathing. Drinking water also dukkha, eating the food also dukkha, sleep also dukkha. Every day we are walking, we try again and again and again, never finish. But people are enjoying the food, enjoying to sleep. Enjoy to do again and again and again. Never boring because of deluded think. This is good. So actually the understanding of dukkha arises. You cannot say this is a good. You cannot think this is a good. This is also meaning of asubha. There is no subha. This is asubha. Asubha means it's not good. You cannot think as a good. If you think as good, then attachment is coming. But this is also not negative of good. If you're not good, people think it's bad. If you think a bad, then go to the angry sides. Resist and come. But understanding only can understand this is not good. You cannot say good. Because every time rising, I'm passing away. How to be good? Try again and again and again. Never finish. How to be good? But if you're not understanding fully, very important, very slightly go to the angry side. Someone understanding the eating is dukkha, then if he tired, cannot enjoy the eat, then he stop eating. This is a follow that resistant. Wisdom knows this should be eat, should eat. Very slightly the wisdom is not complete. Sometimes change to the direction, go to the anger, resistance. If you're boring, not doing this. If you're tired, the mind not doing this. But wisdom is a no. Should or not, need or not, necessary or not. This is tired, right, this is a tired, but you should do. Can do without craving, without aversion, just do it. Because of necessary. This is a Vipinama Dukkha. Every day we have experience. A lot of dukkha is characteristic there. But the mind is a lot of deluded, so the mind don't know. Want to be do again and again and again. Want to be happen again and again and again. Because I'm not understanding the happening is dukkha. Happening is also dukkha. Passing away also dukkha. How do understanding happening is suffering? People understanding suffering is only feeling. Something arising, how to understand it is dukkha? Always we think of nice, good. something arising, the mind thinks this is good. Nobody understands this is a dukkha. Arising is dukkha. Happening is dukkha. Want to be happen again and again and again. The whole life never finish because of deluded. We're not understanding the dukkha. This is not easy because of deluded or defilement is covered the truth. When your mind is defilement is weaker, weaker, then this kind of understanding. The whole day you need to do many things. A lot of understanding can arise. Seeing happening is dukkha, looking also dukkha. Hearing happening also dukkha, listening also dukkha. But dukkha is understanding. Because of understanding, the mind is detached, liberated, the freedom, equanimity, not feeling suffering all the time. If people are not understanding of dukkha, only the feeling suffering, they think this is dukkha. When you have a samadhi, piti, pasati, tranquil, this happening, we not understanding this dukkha. We think this is a good. A samadhi very peaceful, very calm. Oh, this is nice. How to understand this is dukkha? So, depend on the defilement, intensity of defilement, we cannot understand deeply. So, do we need to practice all the time to grow the good quality of mind, this awareness, samadhi and wisdom, growing, 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 then defilement is less and less and less. When the defilement be really less and less, then deeply understanding is arising. You can understand deeply. Any $6, this is only impermanent. You can understand impermanent. You can understand of dukkha. You can understand anatta. Anatta is obvious. But difficult to understand in dukkha. Buddha said only the dukkha exists, but we think this is a sukha, opposite way. Because the wisdom see this is a dukkha, defilement see this is a nice or bad, good or bad, not right one. The mind think this is a good, this is a bad, this is a deluded. Wisdom and defilement nature view is opposite. This feeling is good, that feeling is good. That feeling is bad, this feeling is bad. It is only deluded. But wisdom understanding, any feeling is impermanent, any feeling is dukkha. Because they are arising, they are happening. Sankhara dukkha is more obvious. Sankhara dukkha is namarupa. All the time reality is changing. We want to be happen again and again because we don't understand happening is dukkha. Object also happening, knowing mind also happening, feeling also happening. All reality is happening new. All the time new happening, arising, happening, arising. How do we understand it is dukkha? You cannot think. You cannot think about the understanding level. You cannot imagine the understanding how like this. When the understanding arises, you know. Very obviously, before idea and now present, wisdom idea is opposite. Become shocked, become surprised when the wisdom, real wisdom is arising. The view is totally upside down. The deluded view and the wisdom view is very different. Because of understanding the mind more calm, more peaceful, more free, more liberated. When your meditation is good, feeling is good, we want to be happen again. Expect to be happen again. It is a deluded nature. That's why we try again. Actually, it is also dukkha. Good experience also, good feeling also dukkha. So more your understanding of dukkha, the mind more equanimity coming. Detachment is coming. That's why feeling also peaceful. No agitation, more stable. But what should we do? We need to do. Just do it. We are before we doing. If you want, if you like it, we do. If you don't like it, we stop. It is a two-way stream. Because of liking, we continue. Because of disliking, we stop. But wisdom is not like this. Wisdom is should or not, need or not, necessary or not. Understanding this, so he just do it. But not because, not attach, not resist. Because of understanding and doing this. If you understanding the dukkha, it's not depressed. But if you think about dukkha, maybe you become depressed. Because the thinking and understanding is opposite. So somebody not understanding completely of dukkha, then something may happen. They become upset, depressed, go to the anger side. Depression is arising because of not understanding fully, very slightly, very careful. Understanding nature is a far away and see, not involved with the experience. If you are involved with the experience, something happens. Emotion can come. When you are understanding the dukkha, no more emotion. Settle down. Accept. Relax. No defilement. Because of understanding. So everything is happening, just recognize. The experience is very simple. Everything is happening. We are aware of this happening many times, but understanding not arising. Everything happening, good, present, unpleasant. We don't understand it. It's happening. It's dukkha. So depend on your quality of mind, then you can see the view. So take care of your mind. Take care of your defilement. Maintain that you are purified of mind, peaceful mind, awareness mind. These five indriyas become balanced all the time. So your mind is more stronger and stronger. Experience is simple, but understanding is deeper. So quality of mind is very important. That's why we need to watch our mind all the time. If defilement there, we know defilement there, then defilement gone. Defilement cannot stay longer and exaggerate. When we were aware of the defilement, then defilement gone. If you don't see the defilement stay and bigger and bigger. When you notice defilement present, defilement disappear. He cannot stay longer. He cannot hide. Depending on your wisdom level. So, practice continuously growing your awareness, your samadhi, and your wisdom. This is the only meditation. So the mind must be ready all the time, then experience, any experience arising, then deeper understanding can arise. So check in your mind all the time. Don't let the defilement overwhelm your mind. Your mind must be awareness, samadhi, wisdom, please. Make it all the time. So continue practice. Keep going on.